I'm not sure that you know this about me, but I lived in the great state of Alaska for 17 years. I was stationed there in 2001 for my last 4 years in the Air Force and stayed to start my first full-time business. One of my favorite things to do in Alaska was to fish for salmon and halibut. Both are majestic fish and, to the untrained angler, very hard to catch. You have to know when the salmon will run and which rivers they will venture through and navigate large bodies of water to find the perfect fishing holes for halibut. Fishing is a lot like marketing. Our ocean is the internet, our fish are potential clients, and our bait. The myriad of marketing ideas we believe will reel them in, but not all waters are teeming with the fish we're after, and not all bait attracts the catch of the season. That's where the art of micro testing comes in, or as we like to call it, fishing in the hot spot.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Show.
In the vast ocean of entrepreneurship, every captain faces unique challenges that doubles as their greatest strength. A ship brimming with new ideas. The term abundance doesn't even begin to cover the treasure trove of concepts that dance through our minds on a daily basis, each wave bringing a fresh batch of potential and dilemmas. A topic rich enough to warrant its own voyage of exploration in a future episode. Today, however, let's imagine we're navigating through the sea of possibilities and selected the most promising fishing hole. This decision sets our course clear and makes the beginning of an essential journey in marketing waters. It's time to test the waters, to see if the spot is hot or if it's just another part of the ocean floor. In our world, this means taking our chosen idea, the one that shone the brightest in the storm of creativity, and casting it into the sea of the marketing, using the fine net of microtesting to see what kind of catch it can bring in. In today's episode, I will unravel how Google Ads can be used to test the waters before we throw out the big bait. The method I'll cover will help you ensure your marketing efforts aren't just drops in the ocean, but targeted casts that land in the most bountiful spots, ensuring our message catches the right audience at the right time in the right way. As we navigate through the waters of testing new marketing ideas, it's crucial to understand the tools and techniques at our disposal. Just as skilled fishermen know the difference between casting a wide net and a specific lure, marketers need to distinguish between micro and macro testing. Micro testing, in essence, is like fishing with a carefully chosen lure designed for the specific type of fish, or in our case, client, you want to catch. It involves testing small, focused changes to your marketing strategies to see what resonates best with your clients. Imagine you're testing different types of bait to see which one attracts the most fish. Similarly, micro-testing might explore questions like, what specific phrases or keywords do our potential clients use when searching for services like ours? Or which features of ours are most appealing to them? Or maybe which marketing messages generate the most engagement or inquiries? On the other hand, macro testing is casting a wide net, looking at a broader picture of marketing strategy's overall performance. It's about understanding the large-scale impact of your marketing efforts, such as overall brand awareness or the market's general reception to a new service offering. By setting up a small-scale Google's campaign targeting the right keywords, you're essentially casting your line into promising waters. You're not just seeing if there are fish, you're checking to see if they're the kind of fish you want and if they're interested in the bait you're offering. This process allows you to answer critical questions about client preferences and refine your marketing strategies without the need of a large upfront investment. So micro testing with Google Ads gives us the ability to test the waters, understand the baits that work best, and ensure we're fishing in the right waters. And that, my friends, is an invaluable strategy in the vast ocean of digital marketing. As we cast our nets further into the world of microtesting, let's explore why digital ads serve as an ideal vessel. Just as the angler in the wilds of Alaska chooses the most efficient gear and techniques to catch salmon, savvy marketers lean on Google Ads for its precision and effectiveness. So, why do marketers love Google Ads in the first place? Well, let's imagine the traditional fishing method, nets and lines. These are like focus groups and surveys. While they have their place in the angler's boat, they often require more time and resources, and quite frankly, can sometimes yield more snags than fish. In contrast, Google Ads functions like a highly sophisticated sonar system, enabling us to detect our prize catch, or our clients, with greater accuracy and less guesswork. For the small business owner, every dollar spent on marketing needs to navigate towards fruitful waters. Here, Google Ads shines as a beacon of cost effectiveness. Instead of casting wide nets and hoping for the best, Google Ad allows us to micro-test various baits, our marketing messages, and our keywords to see what attracts our target clients. This is done through targeted ad campaigns that can be adjusted in real time based on performance, ensuring that our marketing budget is being used as efficiently as possible to lure in the desired catch. Moreover, with Google Ads, we're not just fishing blindly. We're able to set our budget limits, choose exactly where and when our ads will appear, and target our ads to specific geographic locations. This is like knowing the best times and places to find salmon in a particular river, increasing our chances of a successful outing. By launching small-scale ad campaigns, targeting these keywords, we can gather data on how our potential clients respond. Do they bite at the bait or do they swim on by? This immediate feedback loop allows us to refine our approach rapidly, tweaking our bait, our ad copy, if you will, and keywords to better attract the fish we seek. Now let's navigate through the waters of setting up microtesting campaigns with Google Ads. Just like getting ready for a fishing trip, each step in this process is crucial to ensuring that when we cast our line, we're not just hoping for a catch, but we are strategically attracting salmon to our hook. The first step is identifying marketing trends. Just as an experienced angler studies the river's conditions and salmon migration patterns, the first step in microtesting involves using Google Trends and then Google AdWords Keyword Planner. With Google Trends, we can scan the horizon of our market, looking for the currents and eddies that signify where the interest of our potential clients flows. It's about understanding the seasons of demand, pinpointing when the salmon, our clients, are most likely to be searching for the services we offer. Following this, the Google Ads Keyword Planner acts as our fish finder, helping us locate the precise spots where our salmon are likely to bite. We input potential keywords related to our business and service and receive data on search volume and competition. This is like knowing which parts of an inlet are teeming with halibut, ensuring we're casting our lines in the most promising locations. The second step is developing a small-scale Google Ads campaign. Armed with the knowledge of where the salmon are, we move to the next step, crafting our bait. This involves setting up a targeted Google Ads campaign that allows us to test the different aspects of our marketing message. We're not just throwing any lure into the water. We're selecting the ones that most likely to attract the salmon swimming upstream. This means creating ads that vary slightly in keywords, ad copy, and the design of landing pages. Each ad is a different type of lure designed to see which one is most appealing to our target salmon. By keeping the campaign small scale, we ensure that we're not over investing in one type of bait before we know it's effective. The third step is interpreting Google Ads data. As our ads run, Google Ads provides us with a stream of data, much like fishermen keeping a keen eye on the movements of the water and the behavior of the fish. This data tells us which ads are getting bites or clicks and conversions and which ones are being ignored. By analyzing this information, we can make informed decisions about which aspects of our marketing strategy are most appealing to our target audience. It's like learning which flies are best for catching salmon at different times of the day or different parts of the river. This insight allows us to refine our approach, focusing our efforts on strategies that work and adjusting those that don't. Through these steps, microtesting with Google Ads becomes a powerful tool in our marketing tackle box, enabling us to fish more effectively in the digital waters where our clients swim. By carefully preparing and casting our lines and then analyzing the results, we ensure that our marketing efforts are as successful as a well-planned fishing trip in the Alaska wilderness. As you can see, microtesting isn't overcomplicated. It's quite simple, really. But like when you see that one guy on the river catching all of the fish while everyone's just beating the water, making something look this simple doesn't make it easy. There is a reason they call it fishing and not catching, and why we call it marketing and not closing. Not everything will work, and most ideas will fail. But that's why we fish around until we find a hot spot and then go all in until we have caught our limit. Now it's time for you to cast your line. I encourage you to apply these micro-testing principles to your own marketing campaign strategies using Google AdWords. Experiment with different baits, cast in various parts of the river, and keep a keen eye on what the data tells you about your catch. If you're not as adventurous as the rest of us, visit my website at buzzworthy.biz. We're here to equip you with the resources, support, and expertise that you need to make your journey successful. And be sure to subscribe to the Buzzworthy Marketing Show for more marketing insights. So until next time, stay buzzworthy.